it's a full week between games, but it's a Tuesday. Does it feel like Friday, or is it still weird for your body?
It feels like a Friday. We're on a Friday schedule, so, you know, pretty much adapted to it at this point.
What about the oddity of playing two Thursdays in a row? What's your take on it?
Two primetime games in a row, and it's always fun to get under the lights. So I'm looking forward to it. Anytime we get on the field, it's an opportunity.
How much different is this team from a team you saw 3 or 4 weeks ago?
They're doing a couple things differently, and they're definitely playing with playing pretty well. You know, they've done well the last few games, so, you know, it's going to be a good challenge.
How much do you have to get to Stafford early, especially because he threw 5 touchdowns? How much is it to get them early to get him kind of off his spot?
You always want to start fast, you know, get to him, get to the running backs, get to the O-line, receivers, so forth, and, you know, kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
Were you pleased with the effort against him the first time around overall, except for that one drive at the end of the game?
We didn't get to him, so that wasn't good enough. We had to make sure we get to him.
You guys are 7-4, trying to make a kind of push here toward the end of the season. How much urgency and kind of desperation is there to get a win, get back on track, kind of find?
You want to get back on track. That's what we want to do, is definitely get back on track. You know, we played really well a couple weeks ago. Last week we let it get away from us. So this week we just got to make sure we play as close to perfect as possible. You know, that's the goal every week.
Dayton said you guys may have taken your foot off the gas. How do you play with an attitude for a full game?
Some people just naturally have an attitude. Some don't. It's the people that naturally have it to bring along the other guys, and that's why it's a team sport.
Maybe on that note, how much does defensive line play set the tone for the rest of the defense?
It definitely sets the tone, and it's up to us. It's up to us to get things rolling, to get things started, and then everybody else helps us out, and we help them out. You know, it's a team.
I'm sorry. Have you been happy or satisfied with the physicality of these last three games specifically?
I think the physicality's been there. You look at how we've done in the run defense particularly. So we just had to keep pushing towards it, keep cleaning things up, and just be more precise, be more exact.
How has this week been? Are you pretty ticked off still about what happened last Thursday?
Absolutely. You know, you're not going to – if anybody's going to sit here and tell you that they're not, then – they're lying to you, and it definitely was a learning experience, and we just had to, you know, get ready for this next game. Ready for this next game is what we're going to do.
Is it kind of a blessing, though, that it's not 10 days in between it like you'd normally have after Thursday? But
it's good to get right back on the field. You know, it's definitely good to get right back on the field.
Like, we're so used to seeing Julius at every practice. How weird was it to see him sit out one day yesterday?
I didn't really notice it until so, guys running around in different number of jerseys, the outside linebackers. But, you know, Julius will be there when we need him. He'll be back.
You said before you played the Lions the first time, look at the film. They don't look like a team with one win. They've got a lot of wins lately. Is this kind of what you expected from them the first time around, regardless of record?
Absolutely. They really didn't like a team with one win when we played them. And now they're getting things rolling. You know, I know they had some things going on over there. And now it just seems like everything's starting to click with them.